Welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. It's me, Amanda, hijack JRC TV once again, and Alpaca. Today we're talking about gratitude. Specifically, how awesome it is that gratitude actually helps productivity in the workplace. What that means is when you show people that you are grateful for what they're doing, they're happier and they're gonna work harder. That can also be translated into relationships. In your family, between you and your spouse or significant other, anytime you show them that you are grateful and appreciative of what they're doing, it makes them feel great about what they're doing. Thus, they'll want to continue to help you. All right, so there are three types of gratitude that we don't often talk about that I think is really important. One is gratitude of the past, gratitude of the present, and gratitude of the future. Past and present seem pretty straightforward, right? What are you grateful for that's happened to you in your life previously that is a benefit to you today? And then look around and think about what is in your life currently, what's happening, your relationships, friends, family, your health, your finances, career, whatever it is, there's something to be grateful for in your current and present situation. And then finally is gratitude of the future. I think this is super cool because it helps build the excitement, anticipation, and hope for things to come. So be sure to, when practicing gratitude, think about the things in the future for yourselves as well. The next piece I really wanted to cover was how to express gratitude for people around you. So instead of keeping it to yourselves or instead of just saying thank you all the time, mix it up in how you do it. So according to Dr. Gary Chapman in the Five Love Languages, people receive love, and thus we can translate that to gratitude in different ways. It might be by physical touch, it might be by gifts, it might be by words of affirmation, it might be by a service of doing something for them, or it might be by quality time. So my recommendation is, and something that I'm definitely trying out in my life as well, is to express gratitude to those that I'm incredibly grateful for in different ways. So some might respond better to simply just saying thank you, while others might respond even better to a card or a letter or email. On the flip side, in the workplace, it might be great to just give them a high five. Some people love just the human interaction or the physical contact of a high five, a hug if appropriate. Another way to express your gratitude might be taking them out to lunch or doing something for them, giving them a small gift. So whatever you can, try to think of what really lights them up, what really speaks to them, what's their love language per se, when it comes to sharing your gratitude to give even more to the moment and to that person to fill them up. So that's it for today. Definitely download today's worksheet. It has lots of other great ideas on how to express gratitude, places to express gratitude, different types of gratitude, and tons of awesome stuff. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe for awesome videos each and every week.